Good morning, Daniel.
Thank you very much for your time. As always, I love talking history with you. So I guess, what is our topic today?
We're going to talk about the Anzac Pool.
Oh, that seems to be in the news.
Yeah, we are hearing a lot about it at the moment, and it's going to be 100 years old next year. And Daniel, the foundation stone was laid by an angel.
I reckon that's an extraordinary angel, Angela. Is it true?
It really is. Wow. The stone was laid by Ethel Campbell, who was known as the Angel of Durban,
right,
on the 25th of August, 1923. And if you'd like to see that, have a look at my Facebook page, Bundaberg Our History. There's a picture of it there. The plaque's on the wall right beside the gates to the Anzac Pool. And it reads, "Returned Soldiers Memorial Baths Erected to the Memory of Those Who Fought in the Great War."
Now, I reckon that's something that, you know, I reckon we've all walked past, and I'm going to put my hand up and say I've walked past it. I don't even reckon I've taken notice of it. Guilty as charged.
That's it, Daniel, and that's how important events like this are forgotten. But I'm here to remind people, Ethel Campbell was known to every digger who passed through Durban on their way to fight in World War I. Between 1915 and 1920, she welcomed and farewelled every troop ship, signalling to the diggers by semaphore. So imagine Ethel, dressed all in white, standing on a rocky outcrop, flags in hand.
Angela Lathouris joins us this morning, where we're talking all things history, and today talking about Anzac Pool. Angela, what message did Ethel, I guess, then send to the Anzacs?
"Welcome to Durban, come to the hut," was what she messaged them.
Okay.
And one cheeky Anzac signalled back, "Say please."
I guess that's a perfect example of the larrikin spirit that the diggers were, I guess, famous for. They must have loved her.
They did, Daniel. So much so that the returned servicemen invited her to tour Australia in 1923. And she came to Bundaberg.
Wow.
She arrived by train, and she was met by hundreds of diggers and their families. The Caledonian Pipe Band played "The Campbells Are Coming," and Ethel was hoisted onto their shoulders and carried to the Olympia Air Dome, as it was known then, where she was officially welcomed by the mayor, Mr. Gavigan. The vice president of the RSL, Mr. Harvey, spoke, and he recalled a spring morning 4 years earlier when the troop ship that he was on approached the port of Durban and they saw a young girl waving flags to welcome the diggers. Now, he presented her with a silver-mounted emu egg.
I could just imagine being presented with a few things. An emu egg was not one of them. I wonder what she made of that.
Well, she said she'd been told that she was going to be given a kangaroo's egg, so she got quite a laugh out of the crowd. Anyway, the following day, more than 2,000 people turned out to see the girl with the flags lay the foundation stone of the Soldiers' Memorial Bath. As a memento, they gave Ethel a miniature, solid gold bricklayer's trowel, and I'd love to know whatever happened to that.
Oh, I can only imagine what happened to it. So I guess the Anzac Pool has real significance in local history.
It absolutely has, Daniel. There's so much more I could say about the pool. It's got 100 years of stories. And there's a Facebook page called Bundaberg Remembers Our Anzac Memorial Pool where people can share their memories. And I'd really encourage them to do that. It's a great place to record their stories.
So that Facebook page is Bundaberg Remembers Our Anzac Memorial Pool.
That's it. Now, Daniel, Ethel wrote some beautiful poetry. So may I finish up with a few lines from a poem that she wrote about the Anzacs that she loved so much?
Absolutely. Go for it.
"We stand on the shore of Durban and watch the transports go to England from Australia, hurrying to and fro, bearing the men of a nation who are heroes to the core, to stand or fall by the motherland, and they're sending thousands more."
That is absolutely beautiful. I wish I was a poet sometimes. That is absolutely sensational. Hey, Angela, really do appreciate your time this morning. Just give us your Facebook page again.
It's called Bundaberg Our History, if anybody would like to have a look.
I really do appreciate your time. Bundaberg Our History historian, Angela Lathouris, really do appreciate your time.
Thanks, Daniel. Talk to you next week.
That you will. It's 1332 4BU.